Welcome to the Dee Dee Sidora J Show, dripping spiritual soup on the mic. Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe on all social media platforms. Now, here is Dee Dee Sidora J with an edition of Spinach for the Soul.
Hey, kings and queens, what's up? It's your girl, Dee Dee Sidora J. Welcome to the Dee Dee Sidora J Show, dripping controversy on the mic. Have you ever felt like the problems of life are hitting you from all sides, leaving you to wonder if there is a deeper cause for this chaos? You're not alone. Sometimes what we endure transcends the superficial level of daily life. In today's podcast, we're diving into a topic that might hit close to home for many of us, spiritual warfare. It's not about the demons and angels fighting out in a cosmic arena, but the more subtle forces that can have a big impact on our lives. Let me lead you on a journey of how to detect the warning signs of spiritual warfare invading your space and how to deal with it. Let's dive in. What is spiritual warfare? Spiritual warfare, at its core, is the fight between the forces of good and evil, light and darkness, positivity and negativity. This battle may appear in different forms, but it is commonly characterized by the clashes of negative thoughts, feelings, or external factors, which seem to hamper our spiritual progress and well-being. I've learned from my own experiences and observations that spiritual warfare for me is an inner battle of our souls, a fight between higher spiritual truths and lower vibration energies. It's a fight that can happen within us in our relationships and the world around us. How to recognize a spiritual warfare on your life? Unexplained challenges. In life, we sometimes get hit by unexpected curveballs in spiritual warfare. However, these challenges seem especially illogical and unending. Think of waking up one day only to find that your bank account is empty, your health is waning, or your closest relationships are strained and there is no apparent reason why. It goes beyond the mere challenges themselves. They seem stacked as if by a deliberate design against you. Those moments could leave you feeling that a supernatural force is heavy on your back. How to recognize a spiritual warfare on your life? Intense inner struggles. Picture this. You find yourself struggling with a constant stream of negative thoughts, doubts, and fears that seem to eat you up internally. It is like a thick fog that blocks your thoughts, making it hard to find tranquility or an answer. These internal conflicts can be exhausting, leaving you spiritually depleted and disconnected from the source that once made you strong and had meaning in your life. How to recognize a spiritual warfare on your life? Feeling under attack. Have you ever had that feeling of dread, of a dark cloud hovering over you? That's how some people describe the sensation of being on the receiving end of an attack in spiritual warfare. It's not a physical threat, but a feeling of heaviness and oppression, as if some evil force is trying to dominate your life and well-being. How to recognize a spiritual warfare on your life? Disruption in spiritual practices. Ponder how it would feel to pray or meditate, but the words won't come out or your mind is wandering to negative places. The enemy targeting the faith and spiritual practices of a person are common in spiritual warfare. It's as if something is actively fighting against you, silencing your voice, making it harder to make peace with what you believe in and finding refuge in religious practices that once warmed your heart. How to recognize a spiritual warfare on your life? Strained relationships. Have you ever wondered why conflicts grow into fights that ruin your closest relationships? And spiritual warfare, that is usually a deliberate strategy employed to create chaos and disunity among people. The enemy attempts to separate and weaken us through the creation of misunderstandings and conflicts within our families, friendships, and communities, leaving us lonely and isolated. How to recognize a spiritual warfare on your life. You have a sense of darkness. Imagine the sensation of being totally alone in the dark with a lurking evil just out of sight. For most people, fighting spiritual warfare is a sense of darkness often realized in nightmares, feelings of dread, or in the encounter of unexplainable phenomena that cannot be rationalized. It is an unnerving experience that leaves you feeling on edge and deeply unsettled. How to recognize a spiritual warfare on your life. Resistance to positive change. Does it happen to you that no matter how hard you try, you just cannot get out of the vicious cycle of negative patterns and unhealthy habits? That is spiritual warfare in action. It seems like power is against any progress or development in your life and always pulling you back into the cycle of negativity and hopelessness. Then, what can you do when you find yourself in the middle of a spiritual war? Let's start with discernment and spiritual awareness. Be mindful of the signs and symptoms in your life. Consult with your trusted spiritual guides or advisors to help you maneuver through these difficult times. And never underestimate the power of prayer. Be it spiritual fellowship and/or individual prayer, reaching out to a higher power is your key to the safety, direction, and strength you need in the midst of spiritual warfare. In the midst of spiritual warfare, we have to seek support. Do not underestimate the importance of seeking support from trusted family and friends when you're in the midst of a spiritual warfare. Immerse yourself in a faith-based, supportive community and confide in a tribe with whom you can share your experiences with. Together, you can give each other the encouragement, prayer, and support you need to deal with the spiritual challenges that lie ahead. Remember, you don't have to fight alone, and there are people who truly love you and will help you go through it. Spiritual warfare is a reality that a lot of people grapple with, whether or not they are conscious of it. By recognizing the warning signs of spiritual warfare and taking necessary steps to defeat it, you can prepare yourself to be victorious over the challenges and live a more rewarding life that is spiritually fulfilled. Remember, you don't walk the path alone. Let love, faith, and resilience take you through the toughest of times as well. Keep your eyes open. Be in touch with your spiritual essence and remember that in the end, light will always prevail over darkness. Didi Sidora J, Dripping Controversy on the mic.
Thank you for listening to Spinach for the Soul with Didi Sidora J. Comment, like, and subscribe.